the largest sporting event in Maryland in the books again. Your initial thoughts during the day and now that you've had just a few hours to look back on it.
I'm very happy. I'm very pleased. It was a fantastic weekend. Black Eyed Susan Day, the weather was beautiful, and we were doing the right thing. They were growing it. Everybody had a great time. It also gave us an opportunity to kick out a few of the kinks that we expected for Saturday. Saturday, even the weather cooperated. We had a short period of some misting and showers, but overall, nobody left. Nobody got upset. And I just think it was a wonderful day. And the initial feedback I get from the crowd, and that's who I really am concerned about, our guests and so on, everything was positive. From the security to the food and beverage to how my people treated them, the guest services, everything was raved. I mean, so I am ecstatic.
And you talk about Black Eyed Susan Day. Maryland's News Now, we're up on the Jockey's Terrace all afternoon long looking out on it. And it's really become one of the biggest days of racing in the country if you line up. You had 40,000 people here. That's big compared to other days of racing all across the country.
Absolutely. I mean, we obviously have two of the biggest days a year. On Saturday for the Preakness, we run right behind Churchill, ahead of New York and the Breeders' Cup and so on. On Friday, the Oaks Day is still the guiding light. Breeders' Cup's pretty good on Friday, but we arguably have the second or third biggest Friday going in. And like I said earlier, we're going to continue to work on the Preakness and grow it. We're going to continue to work on the Black Eyed Susan. I'm hopeful in 2 or 3 years you'll have 75, 80,000 people here on Black Eyed Susan Day, which ultimately is not only good for the jockey club and racing, it's good for the city. I mean, overall, and we had this debate many times, I've heard 30 million, 50 million, 80 million, and on up, how much the economic impact is to the city, the county, and the state. The better we do, the better product we put on here, benefits everybody. And you know what? At the end of the day, the brand change has made all the difference. Something that the Jockey Club can be proud of, Stronach can be proud of, the city and the state are proud of. And for the first time, it's grown and grown and grown, but the changing of the brand makes a tremendous difference. Look at the sponsors. Longines, 5-year deal. Sagamore and Under Armour. Dell. Kaiser. The list goes on and on and on and on. So, I mean, so we're doing something right.
Well, I noticed also when McLemore and Ryan Lewis came on, there's a whole crowd from the grandstands, both the grandstands, that made their way through the tunnel across the infield. You would never see that in years gone by, that they could go over and also enjoy the concert with the folks that were over there all afternoon.
I mean, that's true. I mean, if you go back to 2008 in the day of the Wild Wild West, I called it, there was no one from the corporate village, no one from the Turfside Terrace or the building that would enter the infield. Now, they come, they go, they come, they go. And, I mean, it was even great when McLemore and Lewis was on the stage. From the Jaeger stage, Florida Georgia Line was watching them. Chevelle was watching them. It's like a big festival out there. And it's safe. Hey, go talk to the police. I think they had a couple arrests. They had a couple evictions. They had minor instances for medical care, you know, heat or whatever. But there's no major issue. The police were happy. And if you know the police are happy, I've got to be doing something right here.
Well, of course, the encore for next year, Gary Stevens and D. Wayne Lucas with their great horse, Oxbow, they'll hand it off to Preakness 139.
Absolutely. I was look, from a racing perspective, you always hope for a Triple Crown winner. Shug's a great guy. And I would have, part of me would have liked to see Orb win. But I can't be upset with D. Wayne, who's been a lifelong fixture in racing. Has won a number of Triple Crown events and so on. It's kind of like old school again. An older gentleman, he's been around a long time. He got Oxbow ready. And Gary Stevens, I was talking to him the other day, kidding him about old age and everything else. I guess the old man showed him how to ride because he stole the race.
Well, Tom, great job. Congratulations. Look forward to next year already.
Thanks, Scotty. Appreciate it.